support these proposed documents. The opposition wants to make input. I cannot do it now. I need time to prepare, to consult, and to express my opinion. I'm calling.
No, let me do this before. I was just checking if this is how you want it. But we will start with the meeting, then you can raise all the issues in the meeting. At this point in time, let me just say that I just want to check if everybody is here. Are you all here? Shift. Okay. What I want to do, I just want to open the meeting and also explain that in the last meeting we agreed on few things, and then we'll get the first round. That was supposed to be on the third. And on the third, I did call the parliamentary staff to check if the document is available. And I was told that it was not available. First round. It was on the third. It was an agreement. And it was told that it will come on Thursday before 12. It never came. So that is why. We only saw the document around Monday, personally, and the co-chair. So what happened is that we could not remedy the process up until the document had to be released now. So what we want to do now is to just apologize as a co-chair person and simply say that it was not deliberate. It's not like we had to undermine the whole committee. So the committee, if the meeting... The meeting has now started officially, and we can give a platform and opportunity for everybody to engage on the matter. Because in terms of process, we are supposed to deal with the committee adoption today, that on Thursday we deal with the matter in the chamber. And the other week, I think the NCOP will deal with it. But we are still checking if the NCOP together with the national assistant will deal with the matter. So that is how far the matter of undocumentation is concerned. It's a 40-page document. So let's raise issues around what I just said.
I just want to find out the reasons why this document was not ready by the 3rd of February. Can the parliamentary staff explain why it was not ready? We were promised the document at least a week in advance. Now, if the committee or the people who were working on this document, which you say yourself is only 14 pages, why could they not complete it by the 3rd of February? And why did they not bring a draft document to this committee to make it a final report? This is now a draft, so we are going to look at this draft, but I still want to know why did it take them so long?
Just to reply to Patricia's question, I think it's directed more at me than at the chair, to be fair. What happened was when the ad hoc committee was appointed, we allocated the staff from Justice to this committee. And the same staff had to work with the cross-boundary municipalities and finish the criminal justice system report, the public hearings we did. So what had happened, when the staff contacted me to say that they can't do all three things at the same time, and we've got these constitutional amendments to do with slow moving of Marafong to Gauteng. I spoke to the two chairs and said, without realizing it's my fault, that there's a 30-day provision. So I said, look, what's the big deal? Can't they be given extra time? Because we've got up till the 19th to finalize this matter, and we need the staff to attend to those two things. Because that affects four committees, the criminal justice report, and this report, I missed that. And the two chairs, to be fair to them, over the phone, We're not particularly happy, but I said, look, what do you want us to do? Because we've got public hearings on the Marathon thing, and we've got to finish our report on the criminal justice review, which we undertook hearings for in November last year. So that explains part of it. I came in late. Presumably what the members are concerned about is they have to vote today. Why do we have to vote today? We don't have to. We should informally treat this report. Let the chairs take us through, informally treat it. Then people can go back to their respective study groups or whatever. And tomorrow we vote on it. In other words, there's no crime. We've done it before on major issues important. It's regrettable it's come to this. But at the same time, we're looking at the Coley, or if you like this particular. The same members are involved in a thousand different things, and the staff too are. So insofar as the staff is concerned, I don't think it's necessary to direct the question to them. It really should be directed to the Chair of Justice. I take responsibility, and you are free to censure me and so on, but it's not beyond the staff, really. Because you'll recall I rang the both of you on Wednesday last week and said, what we should have done, I accept, Patricia, is we should have phoned you. I should have phoned, actually. So I want to apologize and say, look, plead with them as well, and please understand. But I don't think we need to vote. They are right. There's no need to vote on the report today. All of us got it today. So, I mean, I don't think we need to vote on it. From my understanding, we've checked with Parliament's lawyers. They're looking at whether the three-day rule applies to a report or not. There's two interpretations, needless to say. The one says, maybe Kurt has got a lot of experience, one says that the three-day rule applies only to legislation, not to a report. And the other says, no, it applies also to a report. Either way, it makes no difference because if it's necessary for the three-day rule to apply in case of this, it will have to be adopted in the House tomorrow because the House is not going to consider it today. So what we can do is find a time that suits everybody tomorrow and ensure also that the ATC has got enough time to publish the report on Thursday morning. But the 30-day requirement, to the best of my knowledge, Bonani, it is that it will have to lapse for our side, any side, on Thursday. Is that correct? In that sense, we have no choice. But I think the opposition is right. There's no need to push the report through. Let's go through it informally and then let's hear what they have to say. Let's make some changes and vote on it tomorrow.
I'm sorry, is that the same as Delmar? Jefferson, we accept the apology. I cannot, with all due respect, understand how it can be expected of the opposition, which we do not agree with the conclusion. We are faced today with a report which I'll quickly glance through it, set out also the reasons and the views of the opposition in a half a day debate. I never thought that we would not properly discuss the first draft report. Let me take a simple example. The whole issue is dealt in this report, I can see. Sensitivity to national security. In the whole of the Tindwala report, we don't even know what national security is all about. It's all of a sudden even conflated with political sensitivities. And with high-profile political figures is equated to national security, which is nonsense, utter nonsense. Now, how am I to come back to you tomorrow and adopt or speak even to a report which there are certain basic deficiencies in, and I will show it from paging through it. I can already point to at least three basic faults, deficiencies. Now, we are making a mockery of this committee and the importance of its task to advise Parliament. And sure, I'm not prepared to even debate before I've studied it, because before I've gone to my own computer where I have 20 pages written on this report, how it must fit in here, where our views must come in. There's no way I'm even willing to take any further part in a debate today, least of all a debate tomorrow. It's out.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson.
Oh, I was in the... No, it's fine. can proceed, sir.
Chairperson, I agree with Dr. Delport. I'm just surprised at the manner in which we conduct this committee. From the beginning, we've had unbelievable problems. Now we are given this report, 14 pages, and we're expected to discuss it now. I'm certainly not going to do it. I feel that we are being steamrolled. You have taken a decision. It's in here. And I also just feel that I'm wasting my time. Because whatever I say, and whatever I'm going to say tomorrow after I've studied this and make my input, you are proceeding to enforce that decision, which was clearly taken outside of Parliament. So I feel that I'm part of a farce. I feel like a fool taking part in a farce, and I'm certainly not going to participate today. I'm going to study this, and I'll be back at the next meeting to make my own input.
Well, Chairperson, before you can, I think you with due respect and go from the mirror, just the way it's fast, the parliamentary. With that respect,
Chairperson, I'll gladly take that back if you can assist me with an alternative word. A joke.
Yeah, that's just a
Chairperson, I also have a great difficulty just in the manner in which the report has been drafted with all opposition groupings. The opposition has said this and opposition has said that. Each one of us raised specific, you recall, I addressed you at length on legal issues that are not necessarily what every member of the opposition stated. So it does appear that the opposition's version is very truncated and shortened. And I also just on briefly looking at this, look at, for example, on page 8, there's an indication that the ANC members feel that it is not credible. So we made a credibility finding in this report, which goes to how can we make a credibility finding on whether Ed Piccoli is telling the truth or not when the Ginwala Commission said he was of unimpeachable credibility? How can we say, yeah, that he's not credible? As a committee, I mean, that's totally unacceptable. That's just one legal issue that I picked up. So my point that I want to make is that it's very difficult for me to look at this report at short notice. And I hear, and I know the Chairperson of Justice that he's under huge pressure, and I accept his apology. But in light of the weightiness of this matter, I will also find it great difficulty to participate in the deliberation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Listen, I didn't open the document yet when I asked the question about why it was not presented on the 3rd of February. Now, with due respect to both the chairpersons, I want to put a question to you. Did you allow the staff that prepared this report to come to a finding, or did you make the finding, the two of you? Because we've never discussed findings in any meeting that I've attended. Where does the findings come from? Does it come from the staff of Parliament? Are they political appointees? Or did the two of you come to findings without consulting the committee? I think, Chairperson, this is a bit far-fetched. You know, if you want to rush something through, we will help you because we know there's a 30-day deadline. But this, to rubber stamp a findings of political staff here of the committee, of the Justice Committee, that make findings, Mr. Karim, it's unacceptable completely. We are elected politicians, we are not appointed. And we will not allow staff to come and make a finding on discussions that we have as elected members of Parliament. And so the Chairperson must answer, did you make the finding or who made the finding?
I'm sure that it's not necessary to conflate issues. The first objection you had, it's short notice, of which there was an apology. And it was accepted by Honorable Delaporte that he accepts the apology. Then, when you have to accept the apology, you say you cannot participate. And obviously we did say we don't have to adopt the report today. It's a draft. But if our memory is sharp, And there were supposed to be two processes. The first process was going to be the first draft, which we had an opportunity to see as cultural assets. And the second opportunity would be given to all members. So, as to the role of chairperson, facilitator, that should be explained. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't give a report to staff and say, this is the report, go to it. Obviously, debates ensues. And in the debates, you can get the information. It is the issues you are raising, not for the first time you raised. So what I'm saying is that we have to, obviously, when you bring a draft report, you apply your mind in the draft report, and from everybody, the members, apply their mind in the report. And when they come here, they articulate where there are imperfections, inaccuracies, distortions, and everything, and they do that. And they engage each other in the process. That's why it's a draft. But in the process of that engagement, you find each other in the process. If you don't find each other, you take the position. So as I should understand now that if members say they're not going to participate because of short notice, and the suggestion is raised by Honorable Karim that you can go through the report tonight and you make comments, whether it's a finding or non-finding, you make comments tomorrow if we agree that we are going to sit tomorrow. If there's no agreement, then we should say that these are the processes and this is how we hope to do it. Because if you cannot sit down, go through a report, apply yourself, and before you apply yourself, you start throwing a report out of the paper, then it becomes a problem. So what I'm saying is that the role of coordinators and chairpersons, what is their role? No, that's the problem. The problem with you is that you want to deal with findings, and then you get happy because the findings are there. You can sit down in this committee and say, what are the basis of your findings, if there are these findings? So what we say is that you need to go and apply. We should deal with one issue.
Chairperson, a point of order. Can what? I just say, I'm not asking. I'm asking, my question is very clear, Chairperson. I am saying that the findings in the report, was that findings made by the two chairpersons or by the parliamentary staff? Because in any meeting that we participate as chairpersons, and we always respect both chairs, we've never had any debate about findings. And I'm questioning the mandate of the people who drafted the report to come to a finding. I'm not questioning your integrity or anything. How can parliamentary staff come to a finding? This committee has not come to a finding to put in the report.
Left on the matter
to bring the parliament. Sorry.
Come
in. Chairperson, we are getting to an unfortunate situation. I don't know why you are allowing it. We are not going to allow this meeting to be selective in dealing with this report. If ever
are you the chairperson?
If ever there's something in this report that is the problem, as we are saying, it's either we take the proposal by Honorable Karim that we can have a session tomorrow. Let it be that. But we can't say we didn't have enough time to go through the report, but at the same time we want to engage, being selective, select a part that we feel that we can engage now and engage. That is so unfortunate. So it's good for you to guide the meeting to make a ruling what is happening now instead of identifying issues that suit us that you can engage on. Thank you.
On a point of order, sir. I'm sorry, and the Honorable Dislow is talking about not the contents but the status of this. What is before us? Is it a report that comes from the parliamentary staff with findings, with conclusions? Or is it a report from the chairpersons or from the committee that you appointed? The question is about the status. What is this document?
Chairperson,
just give the members the benefit of a study. Then from there we'll make a ruling on the matter.
I was not aware that you had given the opportunity. I think the Honourable Jome is quite correct, and that answers the question on the status and the relevance of the document. It is a draft. That is the status of the document.
Firstly, I think it's wrong, and Patricia would know this, the staff would not make a finding. They do not have the authority to do so. You know that. It has never happened in the 14 years, and it's not right to actually even suggest that. What you should really be asking is who decided on the finding. The report, we mandated the researchers to do the report. They are people who work for justice, and both of the developers, three of them, one, two, three will vouch for them. They have produced very good drafts in the time. Some of you know them longer than I do. So I really think we must be very clear. The researchers would not presume to come to findings. They are, in fact, they have communicated to the two chairs, and because they know me as justice chair, they deal with me all the time. They have constantly told me that they think this report is too politically sensitive, and we said to them, no, the findings are not your responsibility. What you should do is do what we mandated them to do. I think, really, at this stage, given the timeline, it's fine. I know we have strong views about it, but let's be fair. We agreed that the two chairs would meet with representatives of the committee. A subcommittee would look at the report and process it and bring it to the committee. You will recall. That was the proposal I made, which I thought was agreed to because nobody objected to it. So ideally what should have happened is the report as initially drafted by the staff and given to the chairs who looked at it and made proposals. Obviously the finding comes from them, because they felt it leads logically to what the ASC is saying. They should not, ideally, have come to the committee with all of you. They should have met with you as a subcommittee, shown you the draft, and you could have added stuff and so on, right? So what we're conflating, if you like, is the full committee meeting with the subcommittee meeting where the draft should have come to you. We've done that sort of thing all the time, Steve, I email stuff to you and so on. So, in short, I mean, to be fair to the chairpersons also, especially the one chair stuck in the NCOP. And last week was a bad week. And we had then, Friday was out and much of yesterday was out. So where are we now? It's simple. This, effectively what we've done is we've conflated the full committee with the subcommittee. I think really there are several options that we might want to think about. One is that the subcommittee does meet. That means as we agreed with the two staff, with the two chairs, and maybe the staff attends, and goes through the report first tomorrow, rather than the entire committee being here. Point two, if I'm not correct, Bernard, just actually remind me. My understanding of committees, the rules of the committee system, in our parliament, what is reflected usually, the norm, and I'm not sure about this because I've never in the committees up here conformed to that norm. The norm, as I understand it, Bernard, in terms of the rules, unlike some parliaments elsewhere in the world, the report is the views substantially of the majority party. Then what the opposition does is either vote in support of the report or they don't. But in some committees, like the ones I've chaired, we have always, in portfolio committee reports, where opposition parties feel strongly about a matter, will say the DA feels very strongly, they cannot agree with this, and we present in a summary. Often, I do it myself. I summarize their arguments sometimes and they tell me, better than they can do. But the fact of the matter is, in terms of the rules of parliament, there's no such thing as I know it. There's no obligation on a committee to acknowledge or recognize the views of minority parties. I don't necessarily agree with that. I've raised that 1,000 times to the powers that be. I don't know the rules at present, but I know we're one of the few committees that do that. All we have to do, if we agree, firstly, leave the findings out for now. If the opposition party feels, opposition parties with their differences and so on, like Steve Swart raises some leaks, are not represented accurately there. There's no crime. The subcommittee can sit and you can draft sections of it and put it in. We've got enough time. Secondly, what I'm suggesting, Comrade Chair, Bernard needs to apply his mind to this. And maybe we consult with Mansoura. Maybe, although the NPA says 30 days, we're going to look into what that actually means. That's the legal meaning. Does it mean 30 calendar days? Does it mean 30 working days? Can we? Can the law, Court Fundamental, Dr. Delport might allow, if it's within a reasonable time of 30 days, could we not allow the possibility that the subcommittee meets tomorrow and it can meet on Friday and Saturday and Sunday if it wants to? It would be nice because the rest of us will go and campaign for the election. And then on Monday we come back, or Tuesday, and we see whether within 24 hours both the NA and NCOP can pass. And so, Vanana, it's a legal question. Are we really absolutely, maybe Dr. Jack, are we really absolutely bound to vote on this report by Thursday afternoon? Or, you know, do we have some maneuverability that's legally sound? In other words, what we don't want now is for a court to overthrow this because we haven't met the 30 days. Cheers, it's just an idea. What I'm trying to say is we can manage our differences. The other option may be, I don't know, but I mean, you people wanted the opposition members to draw up your own report, and we said, no, you don't have to draw up your own report. We will accommodate some of the key things you say. So I'm suggesting a way forward.
Honorable Nyambi.
Chairperson, I agree with the way forward, but the only problem that I have is that the problem we never had enough time to go through the report. That's the basis that we are moving from this thing. If that is the basis, you can't be selective and pick one part. Why are we not discussing overview of presentation by advocate? Because if I see that there's something that is wrong in this report. So that is why I'm of the view that we can't be selective in dealing with this report. Let us agree that let's have time. Let's stick to the proposal of tomorrow, saying we can come tomorrow, and that is not going to compromise the issue of the 30 days. Because once you want to deal with that, then there are some legal implications. So I'm of the view that if we can agree that let's come tomorrow after having some time today to go through the report. That's my submission. But don't allow us to select what we think is going to make us to have a discussion in this report, because that is not fair. And we can engage on that, on whatever that we are raising that is here, and that would be unfortunate. That's my submission for now, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Moseki, followed by Honorable Kompela.
Lord Chair, I think let me also agree with the proposal that this report must be postponed for tomorrow, because all of us are checked. We need time to go through it. So I'm supporting that view, Chairperson. Secondly, Chairperson, one is healthy that you know the status of this report is clarified. The clarity is that this is a draft report. Now, if something is a draft report, it gives participants a chance to apply the amounts that may be available. So I think that applies to all of us. If there's anything for us to write, we will do that tomorrow when we do that. Thank you very
much. Kotenda?
No, Chair, I agree with Comrade Nyam. But let us get time, and tomorrow we must discuss it systematically, not just as he has put an example of how we would discuss. I think we agree on that one, so that tomorrow we must discuss it page to page and agree on what we are agreeing upon.
The inner hand, we'll rule at the end, we'll rule what's going to happen, but it's either the status of the proposal about meeting tomorrow or the proposal of waiving the rules and whatever, but we'll rule at the end. Let me give
say we shouldn't meet tomorrow. The aim was to say that if we couldn't complete the work by Thursday, then we might, getting legal advice, have to look at that. But in the meanwhile, we'll meet tomorrow, and I'm sure once we look at the report, I mean, I've browsed through it, right? The first part was straightforward. It's really when you start looking from the middle of the document to the end. That's about 6 to 7 pages. I'm confident that by tomorrow when we all get here, we can add and so on. I really still feel that we'd like you to rule on my proposal, that before the committee meet, it might be more useful if a subcommittee met, or multi-party subcommittee, expedite matters. And we'll find the atmosphere is a bit better, people will be more conciliatory about changing a paragraph here and there.
Honourable Van der Merwe and Honourable Bessis.
Is it me now? I think Mr. Karim has the answer. Flexibility. We're not going to steamroll this. Let us then agree with him that maybe Dr. Delport and wherever meet with him to have a discussion, and then we meet. If we don't finish tomorrow, we meet the next day and the next day. And even if we finish it on Monday, we can look at the legal position of the 30 days, but then at least the opposition would feel that we've had a proper, appropriate time to go through this. I want to support Mr. Karim. Listen, JSCI is meeting tomorrow, and I know that you are supposed to be present in that meeting. I see no reason why the ad hoc committee should then not meet because the JSCI is meeting. I have, with permission, accepted myself from previous meetings, from one previous meeting. So, Chairperson, I'm prepared to give you, if you send an apology, I'm prepared to excuse you from my meeting, Chairperson. But I would insist that we proceed tomorrow with the meeting, if at all it's possible, even if we are going to sit after the House is set tomorrow afternoon. I see no reason why we should delay this process any further. If it turns out that we need to go beyond tomorrow, so let it be. But let's not proceed on the understanding that this thing is going to be postponed indefinitely. There's no reason why we can't finish tomorrow. This is not a complicated report, Chairperson.
Can you make a proposal at the time?
I'm not agreed on anything. Can I come in just to check if the views are okay? Personally, the first question you ask, obviously, we did say the status of this draft, this report is a draft. And all the ideas which are entailed are ideas which are a draft, including findings that are a draft. They are not drafted by the committee assisted to draft. But at the end of the day, the chairperson did, you see, in the past findings, it was empty. And we decided, as myself and the co-chairperson, so we take responsibility on that one. But the status of those findings remains at that. So what you have to do tomorrow is to come up with whatever legal compelling matters which says this findings is not accurate because it has undermined 1234. So we'll deal with it. So let's agree that tomorrow we meet, and tomorrow we, I'm sure that we'll get an opportunity of applying our minds fully to a 14-page document. It's a 13.5-page document. So tomorrow we meet, and then you can come up with a suggestion of
that. He suggested that the subcommittee must meet first. What about his proposal?
No, what I'm saying is that, you see, there are certain processes which overtakes other processes. You see, you can meet as a subcommittee. You massage the report. At the end of the day, they're still going to come back and debate issues. And they're still going to come back here, raise issues you're still strongly about. So personally, I feel that let us confront this report head-on, report head-on. Opposition, ANC, reporting committee. And from there, come up with what we say. If there are legal flaws, we know that there are consequences. We know that the matter may be taken to court. We know that. But I'm sure that if we continue to delay the adoption of this report, we are simply going to come up with the same conclusion next week and the next year. So I'm simply saying...
That's a very good admission.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. What do you think?
Why don't we go home?
Can we kindly take it easy, Minir? Well, of course, one of them. You take it easy because if you blow 10 grams in motion, it's fine. But we say we're going to come and discuss the same report and express the same views in full view of the media, in full view of the public. So there's no problem. So we have made a compromise. A compromise because we're supposed to discuss the matter today. We can't discuss it today, but listen to what opposition has said to us, and then we have conceded to the fact that let us deal with the matter tomorrow. So let's give ourselves a chance. Maybe tomorrow we may come up with more information revealing such that it delays us for another day or two, but at this point in time, let's try to finish tomorrow and strive to finish on Thursday, and from there we can lay this matter to rest. And that is the ruling I think I have to make at this point in time, because if you want to prolong the matter and prolong it, it will not help. So, do we have any other matter outside this matter? Do you want to talk about time? Okay.
Chairperson, I'm willing to work with you along these lines, provided, because it's going to take a lot of work tonight for people on this side, provided we have the assurance that under opposition view, you will not vote on what goes in. We will be allowed the opportunity to state our position on various issues in the report. That's what Mr. Karim suggested. But the alternative is we can leave it to you to draft, and we go and walk and we draft our own minority report, and we call a press conference to do that, to let the world know what time. I would prefer to go along, work with you, to put also before Parliament the opposition views. You can note that view was rejected by so many votes to whatever, or that was that view was rejected, but we want our views in the report, or else there's no point in sitting here and wasting our time if we can draft a minority report and make it public.
In principle, normally in principle there's no problem making any session of minority review. It happens everywhere in the world, so we don't have a problem about that.
But can I make a suggestion on this time?
Sure. You know, I've got a problem.
Relax a bit.
My hand is up first.
Yeah.
Sorry, comrade.
That's about time, isn't it?
Yeah, I just wanted to suggest, you know what, can we meet after the buses tomorrow afternoon? Because it's late stage now to cancel morning meetings and that. Because also the chief were formed, and I think Mr. Burgess referred to another meeting in the morning. Can we meet after the budget vote tomorrow? And then on Thursday, can we meet after party caucus, which normally takes to about an hour?
No, Chair, I just wanted to raise one issue, which I think needs to be taken seriously. Not unless I'm someone that's not in the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa, which I believe that its committees are established by particular rules and procedures. Because I'm a good person in the manner in which opposition political parties, the underlying opposition political parties approach our attitude or their attitude towards this particular matter that is before us. They are already, it is like a block against a block. And for me, it's a wrong approach. This is a multi-party committee. It is an unfortunate if the democratic processes have put the African National Congress to be in the majority, but they are not a block. And this matter cannot be approached as a minority view on a particular matter that is before the committee. In actual fact, I would have thought the minority party would have said they are viewed as independent organizations represented in this parliament would want to view or to want to express it in a following manner. But now I'm getting a sense that we are dealing with a bloc, where we are having a bloc of the opposition there and a bloc of the ANC. The ANC, of course, must also express its view as a party, and we would expect all other political parties to do the same. So we shouldn't dilute the character of the committee as a multi-party committee, but we must always focus and look at the committee as a parliamentary committee that is formed in terms of the procedures and the action. Thank you.
This is still a democratic platform. May I have the legal people can give us a legal advice concerning the 30 days?
I can do that, but then I want to be paid as a lawyer.
No, you are not a parliamentary lawyer. So we have the parliament speaking.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I just wanted to indicate to the committee that the 30-day period is not a closed period. Section 12, subsection 4, and subsection 6C of the NPA Act provides that the period is either a 30-day period or any period which will be as soon as is reasonable after the 30-day period. So anything the committee can still extend its period to that above of the 30-day period. Thank you.
Yeah, having listened to all the views from this side, we don't want to
it's an irritating howler.
Your mic is
I'm sorry that I'm irritating you because I like you. I'm saying you're an irritating howler. Yes, I've been called many things.
Order, please. Can we have some order, please? Now, what I was saying is that after having listened to all the input from parties, from this side of the table, we are convinced that parties need to have time to go and study this report and come and contribute tomorrow. From this side of the table, we don't want to create an impression that they are going to extend this thing indefinitely. Tomorrow, we're going to meet as a committee, and if possible, we're going to finalize this thing, depending on the view that will be expressed by parties, based on all the items stated in this report. So I want to remove this thing of saying there might be a possibility of us deferring this thing for until whenever. No. Tomorrow we're meeting as a committee. If possible, we'll finalize it. But if it is discovered that unfortunately we can't finalize it, we'll close the brief when we arrive at it. But as this component here was saying, tomorrow we're meeting and we want to finalize this report tomorrow. And unfortunately, with the proposal from Comrade Ted, we might not meet in the afternoon because from the other senior house, there are some commitments in the afternoon. Unfortunately, we might not have time to meet in the afternoon. So the meeting will be in the morning. So can you confirm the venue, Monami, so that we announce it before we adjourn? And want to make an appeal while that we take with the venue, either in the same venue here or somewhere else. Want to appeal to all parties, please go and engage this document. When we meet tomorrow, politics aside, let's focus on the issue before us. Either you input to improve this document, or you want to rubbish it. Two options. But knowing you as I do, being dishonorable members as you are, being respected by your own parties and all your voters, I can believe you me, you're going to make us smile tomorrow. Even if you object or make some improvements, honorable, I know you're going to contribute positively to the report. On that note, let me check if there are still issues that want to be raised, because I was just waiting for the staff to confirm the venue. But I think it would be, let's do the same venue. I think it's suitable for all of us. We're meeting here at 10 o'clock.
Keep with 4 and the 10. Can we meet at 11? 11
o'clock.
No.
I need to compromise with you again. Until 11. Okay. So let's agree that we meet at 11. So I think there's every caucus in the morning we meet.
The ANC proposes an alternative date. Also, we are entitled, like just like others, are entitled to switch on and off and dancing around.
Which date?
At the time. Can meet at night.
Yeah. At night? No.
I don't think that it's only the ISP has the privilege. Time and again, raising
you. Oh, you will say night. No, I don't want you to. Let me not give you the.
Let's meet at 10. You propose a meeting at 10, you're saying we're meeting at 10.
Yeah.
If that needs a vote, my vote and saying we're meeting at 10.
Yes, I don't want you to get into that now. See, I don't want wrestling and shadow boxing. I believe that we... I understand, Mr. Compella. Can we... let's just make a compromise coming from me.
No, Chair. You
then
said
we start at 11.
No, Chair.
I'm sure that I'm
opposing that the Chair must ask one. The other side alone, what time? We are also saying, ask us what time.
Now, when that.
I second the 9.
I second 9.
Chairperson, may I?
You
are quick to cross. You are intelligent. You realized immediately that we don't have staff and office and parliamentary people that write whatever is being written. From our side, we do personally this end. So we need that little bit extra in order to work with you tomorrow. But thank you. You immediately realized it.
No, that's patronization, Chairman. It's not good, you know.
Let's not focus on trivial matters. Let's just agree that.
No, comment.
Let's agree, Compella. I'm making a ruling now. I'm making a ruling. I know that you are mine.
You make a ruling. But if you are not making a ruling, we're not going to accept that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We're meeting tomorrow here at 11 o'clock. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Not a thorough meeting, Comrade Compella, for that.
Thank you.
As Chairperson, most people that want to come at 9 o'clock will come.
On our number, it's out of order.
I admit I'm out of order.
You seem not to be convinced that I've attended the meeting. The meeting is adjourned until 11 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you.